You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. We're reading the Bible as a conversation here so that we can find our next best yes in our conversation, or in our relationship with God. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the story of Moses recapping the highlights of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. And the word itself means the law again. And it's not repetition because he likes hearing himself talk. God told him to give the account of everything the people went through up to this point. The 40 to 60 year olds might have experienced most of it. The younger generation has only known the wilderness and might not even have been alive for some of it. So this second account is to remind everyone of who God is, what he's done for them, what he promised, and how this is the fulfillment of his promise. So it's a good reminder for us. Let's not rush into the next season of our life because we're tired of the old one. Let's stop, consider what God has done and what he expects of us moving forward. That's the purpose of Deuteronomy. So yeah, you know what? As we read through this season here, as we read through this book of Deuteronomy, some of this will sound familiar if you've been with me in the podcast for a little while through Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Always be willing to take a second look at yourself through God's eyes. You might be surprised what you find. That's something that we can keep in mind here as we read in the book of Deuteronomy. And today we'll take a look at Deuteronomy chapters 4 through 6. Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and to the ordinances which I teach you, to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, gives you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Baal Peor, for Yahweh your God has destroyed all the men who followed Baal Peor from before you. But you who were faithful to Yahweh your God are alive today. Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, even as Yahweh my God commanded me, that you should do so in the middle of the land where you go in to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who shall hear all of these statutes and say, "Oh, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." For what great nation is there that has a God so near to them as Yahweh our God is whenever we call on him? What great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I've set before you today? Only be careful and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your children and to your children's children. On the day that you stood before Yahweh, your God, in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, "Assemble the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, that they may teach their children." You came near and stood under the mountain. The mountain burned with fire to the heart of the sky, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. Yahweh spoke to you out of the middle of the fire. You heard the voice of words, but you saw no form. You only heard a voice. He declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. He wrote them on two stone tablets. Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and ordinances that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Be very careful, for you saw no kind of form on the day that Yahweh spoke to you in Horeb out of the middle of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that's on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that's in the water under the earth, and lest you lift up your eyes to the sky when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the army of the sky, you're drawn away and worship them and serve them, which Yahweh your God has allotted to the peoples under the whole sky. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be to him a people of inheritance as it is today. Furthermore, Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I should not go over the Jordan, that I should not go into that good land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Be careful lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh your God which he made with you and make yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which Yahweh your God has forbidden you. For Yahweh your God is a devouring fire, a jealous God. When you father children and children's children, and you've been long in the land, and then corrupt yourselves, and make a carved image in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in Yahweh your God's sight, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will soon utterly perish from off the land which you go over to the Jordan to possess it. You will not prolong your days on it, but will utterly be destroyed. Yahweh will scatter you among the peoples, and you'll be left few in number among the nations where Yahweh will lead you away. There you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But from there you shall seek Yahweh your God, and you will find him when you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you're in oppression, and all these things have come on you, in the latter days you shall return to Yahweh your God and listen to his voice. For Yahweh your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you or destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man in the earth, and from the one end of the sky to the other, whether there has been anything as great as a thing as this, or has been heard like it. Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking out of the middle of the fire as you have heard, and live? Or has God tried to go out and take a nation for himself from among another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors according to all that Yahweh your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? It was shown to you that you might know Yahweh is God. There is no one else beside him. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. On earth, he made you to see his great fire, and you heard his words out of the middle of the fire, because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their offspring after them, and brought you out with his presence, with his great power, out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you their land for inheritance, as it is today. Know, therefore, today, and take to heart that Yahweh himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no one else, and you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities beyond the Jordan toward sunrise, that the manslayer may flee there, who kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in the time past, and that fleeing to one of these cities he might live: Bezer in the wilderness in the plain country for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. This is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and their statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the children of Israel when they came out of the land, beyond the Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel struck when they came out of Egypt. They took possession of his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, even to Mount Sion, called Hermon, and all the Arabah beyond the Jordan eastward, even to the sea of the Arabah under the slopes of Pisgah. Moses called to all Israel and said to them, "Hear, Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears today, that you may learn them and observe to do them. Yahweh our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh didn't make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive today. Yahweh spoke with you face to face on the mountain out of the middle of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to show you Yahweh's word, for you were afraid because of the fire and didn't go up on the mountain, saying, 'I am Yahweh your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make a carved image for yourself, any likeness of what is in heaven above, or what is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow yourselves down to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing loving kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of Yahweh your God, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as Yahweh your God commanded you. You shall labor 6 days and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yahweh your God, in which you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your livestock, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore Yahweh your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother, as Yahweh your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, neither shall you desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that's your neighbor's. Yahweh spoke these words to all your assembly on the mountain out of the middle of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. He added no more. He wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. And when you heard the voice out of the middle of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire, you came near to me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, 'Behold, Yahweh our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the middle of the fire. We have seen today that God does speak with man, and he lives. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear Yahweh our God's voice any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the middle of the fire as we have and lived? Go near and hear all that Yahweh our God shall say, and tell us all that Yahweh our God tells you, and we'll hear and do it.' Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and Yahweh said to me, 'I've heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you, and they've well said all that they've spoken. Oh, that they were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go tell them, return to your tents. But as for you, stand here by me, and I'll tell you all the commandments and the statutes and the ordinances which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess. You shall observe to do, therefore, as Yahweh your God has commanded you. You shall not turn away to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way which Yahweh your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which Yahweh your God commanded to teach you, that you may do them in the land that you go over to possess, that you might fear Yahweh your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you, your sons, and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has promised to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And it shall be, when Yahweh your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and good cities which you didn't build, and houses full of all good things which you didn't fill, and cisterns dug out which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant, and you shall eat of and be full. Then beware lest you forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall fear Yahweh your God, and you shall serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people who are around you. For Yahweh your God among you is a jealous God, lest the anger of Yahweh your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt Yahweh your God, as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes which he has commanded you. You shall do that which is right and good in Yahweh's sight, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to thrust out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. And when your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What do the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinances which Yahweh our God has commanded you mean?" Then you shall tell your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and Yahweh showed great and awesome signs and wonders on Egypt, on Pharaoh and on all his house before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our God for our good, always, that he might preserve us alive as we are today. It shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our God, as he's commanded us to do." This section of Deuteronomy is like Moses saying, if you only remember one thing, remember this. Hear, Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Moses told them to teach this to their children, to talk about it as they walk, as they sit, think about it when they go to bed and when they wake up, put it on their body and on their houses. The Jews have done this literally, putting this verse on a paper in a box on their foreheads and wrists and on their door frames of their houses. What can you do to keep God and your dedication to him on the forefront of your mind? Jewelry, art, something else? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.